escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, Friar faithful. 97.3 The Fan's Padres Roundtable is on the air.
Unbelievable!
It's time to discuss everything going on with the Padres. The 97.3 The Fan crew is here for the most in-depth discussion on the Friars in our weekly Padres Roundtable, delivered by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. And now, here's your host, Ben Higgins.
Things are going well for your San Diego Padres, everybody. Welcome in to our 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It really is pizza royalty. I'm looking down. I see an empty chair all the way on the left. Oh, Matt's gravy. Is he late? Where is he?
What's the deal?
I don't know.
These were optional.
I know Tony Gwynn Jr. has a family commitment today.
I know one thing Matt's gravy's not doing. Producing our afternoon show.
Wow.
Working extra hard.
Wow.
Right now.
Wow.
All right. So, you know what? You work with what you got.
There
you
go. He's off screen, but
can't get let in.
We should have locked the door.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Should have locked the door.
All right, and
what time's the 10
o'clock Scrabies, right, will be Stephen Woods.
It's all
apart. Do you have an excuse? You have a good excuse?
Yeah, what's
I do, actually.
Okay,
tardy.
Encinitas is construction on every single street.
It's insane.
A semi tried to get into a construction zone. It got stuck because it couldn't make the turn, so they had to do like a 9,000-point turn in a semi. So,
nice.
All right, well, you know, how early would you have been without that?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay. maybe 20 is the plan next time. All right, next to Matt Scraby is Stephen Woods.
Hi, Benji.
Pauly Reindl in the middle with Braden Soprenic. Chris Ello here.
You took a couple of strays before you got here.
I'm sure I did.
Ben, that was such like a disappointed dad right there. Like, hey, you know, next time maybe you should leave a little bit earlier.
You're right, Ben.
I do have two boys of my own, so go.
Pretty sure Pete Carroll used to say, or still says, on time is late.
Correct, my rule as well.
So all right, let's start very simply and basically today. Padres are in first place for the first time in the second half of the season since 2010. Let's just begin, Chris, with your main takeaways from this 5-game winning streak. Your observations of what you've seen from the Padres this past week.
Well, I'll leave all the congratulations and the plaudits to everybody else. I mean, yeah, they're playing great. 23-12, I think, since July 4th, which is a good run. It's not an incredible run. I think what nobody saw coming was the Dodgers going 12-21 and allowing us to make up 10 games. But I mean, look, the trade deadline acquisitions have lengthened the lineup. It's pretty obvious. The bullpen is, you know, even better than it already was. And they've scored four runs, I think, in 13 of the 17 games. They've only lost one of those. I mean, they score four runs, you know, go home. I mean, it's a great thing right now, and I just hope it holds up because there still is 6 weeks to go in the season. I get the feeling we sense the finish line, and it's really quite still a ways away.
Braden, we were just talking on our show. Obviously, there are going to be ups and downs from this point on, but this isn't simply just one of those up parts of the season. It is, but just compare it to the last time the Padres went to San Francisco. 4 1-run games, 2 1-run wins, 2 1-run losses. Now you go to San Francisco and 3 convincing wins. The Padres at least have the capability of doing that now. They don't have to eke out every single victory like they did in the first half of the season.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's 7, 8, 9 in the order that lengthened the lineup. You know, adding you know good solid major league bats to the lineup and getting that length and having guys like Jake Cronenworth bat in 7, 8, 9 spot. I mean, Freddie Freeman at the number 9 spot in the order has been great. And then you've mixed in some other players down there. I mean, Ramon Laureano is overqualified to be a 7th hitter in a batting order, but it's good problems to have, and I think the length of the lineup is really starting to pay dividends early on here. You're starting to see this team gel with all the new faces, and as Chris said, I mean, the other night when they had the lead, I think a lot of people flipped over to see what the Dodgers and Angels were doing because as soon as the Padres went up 4-1, you're like, oh, this game's probably over with the bullpen that they have. So everything's working on so far. But as Chris mentioned, we still got a handful of weeks to go.
Woods, just your general thoughts here of this 5-game winning streak and what you're seeing from the team.
A lot of fun, man. And I think, you know, last weekend losing, just getting bodied by the Red Sox and then coming back to win those next two were the kind of turning points for me. I expected to beat the Giants. I did. There's a bit of phoning it in on their part, as you could see if you watch that series in San Francisco. But to come back and win Saturday and win Sunday against the Boston Red Sox was when I went, I mean, I've thought it at points this season, but it was the time when I went, oh, okay. Dylan Cease realizes he's not going to be traded, goes out and throws up a dominant game. And the bullpen was nasty and the, you know, clutch hitting and good defense. I thought it was really, I don't want to say a turning point, but a part for me where I went, now that's legit. That's a legit squad.
Paulie, it's been suggested that not only the lengthening of the lineup, but getting more production at the bottom, as Braden said, that's key, but taking the pressure off of everybody, are you seeing that kind of trickle down effect that everyone seems better just by not feeling like they have those big gaps in their lineup now?
I mean, even the insanely hot start to the season, I'd have to go back and look. I feel like there were a lot of those games where, yeah, they won, but it was high stress, high leverage, you know, as high leverage as the first week games can be, whereas we didn't have a lot of opportunities where you could, like, not have to use any of your high leverage guys and then go another game and not have to use any of them and then get a day off and get guys like Mason Miller 3 consecutive days of rest heading into a big weekend. That just hasn't been an option. Every single win, it felt like, for the most part, through the first, you know, 110 games, it felt like a playoff game. You were losing, you were pulling your hair out because it was 1-0, 2-1. These close ball games. It came down to the pitching, and we have been saying time and time again, this bullpen can't do that all year long. Yeah, it's fun to envision a playoff scenario where you can just hand it over to your bullpen in the fourth inning, but we had to get there first of all, and they still do. But you're like, are these guys' arms going to fall off by the time we even get to October, and it's all for nothing?
Matt, as I go to you, I want to bring up a stat Sam Levitt had on our show today, and Padres are currently on a 14-3 stretch. This is actually their second 14-3 stretch of the season. They also started 14-3 in their first 17 games, and I think one similarity is, if you remember in those games, they were actually getting production at the bottom of the order. It wasn't sustainable. You know, Martin Maldonado and Elias Diaz were both hitting like 250, 300 back at the time. And when the Padres got that production at the bottom of the order, they were a very formidable team. But now it feels like you can expect it to continue, as opposed to then when we were all kind of waiting for those guys to go back to being who they had always been in their career.
Exactly. I mean, the bottom of the order is the spot where we've been complaining about all year, which included the catcher. And I think getting Freddie Fermin may have been one of the more, maybe not the star-studded trade of the trade deadline, but getting him has changed his team because he's able to hit home runs, as we saw. He's able to get on base, and it changes everything. Now a pitcher has to worry about every single spot in the lineup, and if it's not like they get to 7, 8, 9 now and they're like, all right, here's my three outs, I'm gonna get up, get down. But this, the bottom of the lineup is producing, and it, this, the, from 1 through 9, I truly think each guy is contributing in a big way.
We're going to talk a little psychology today here on the roundtable. Again, it's our 97.3 The Fan Padres roundtable, presented commercial-free by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It really is pizza royalty, both team psychology and fan psychology, because it's been a big topic for us this week. Okay, here the Padres are in first place this late in the season. This is what we always wanted. But, like, Braden, how excited are you letting yourself get at this point as a Padres fan, and how optimistic should we be about their chances now to finally bring a championship to San Diego?
I think you should be very optimistic and very fired up about this team. I think they do a lot of things right. I think they take care of the little things now with the new additions that they have. I think they've eliminated most of the problems that they have had for the majority of the season. And I think right now is the time to strike. I think Tom Krasnovic put out a good column the other day about this being the time to strike for the Padres, and he goes through the National League. I mean, you know, the Diamondbacks had a regression year. The Giants haven't been very good. The Dodgers have continued to, you know, really struggle for now the majority part of the summer. And you look at the rest of the National League, aside from maybe the Brewers and the Phillies, who, by the way, you've taken 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, and you've split the series with Philadelphia. There's a lot of great opportunities for the Padres to make a run in the postseason. On top of that, when you think about the Padres in the World Series, right, it's 1984 and 1998, they ran into juggernaut teams from the American League. There are no juggernaut teams in the American League right now that you would sit there and be like, this is the greatest X team ever assembled. This is the greatest Yankees team ever assembled. This is the greatest Tigers team ever assembled. So I think the stars are starting to align a little bit, but obviously, as Padres fans, as San Diego sports fans, you never want to get too ahead of yourself because there have been some things that have gone wrong in the past. But out of all the chances the Padres have had to potentially make a run and win a World Series, this is probably one of their better chances.
Woods, you're kind of an enigma to me when it comes to this, because you're always willing to celebrate and be excited about things, but you also love the Winston Wolfe Pulp Fiction quote that you can't repeat on the airwaves, but about celebrating too early before the job is done.
Yeah.
So, like, where should we be here as fans in terms of our excitement level for this team?
Man, I think, you know, I look at my 7-year-old and how excited he is, how excited his friends are, and, you know, bold proclamations from them. And I think, you know, I also see the other side. I spend a lot of time online. I'm constantly online, so I see a lot of it, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I think it's fair. I do. I think any way you want a fan is fine by me. It makes me sick to see some of the bold proclamations that I've seen, mostly out of Dodgers Twitter a couple of months ago. And I understand. I mean, they've had a really nice, dominant run in the West, but to see, like, oh, the division's wrapped up, and it's like June, and man, that's very bold, and that could come back to bite you. But I think, you know, if you want to wave a rally towel at the game, if you want to I draw the line at making a rap video. Anything other than that, I'm
no
or
songs.
Like or that, no songs or anything. Anything other than that, man, do what you want to do. I get excited about the win. I do. I get very excited about the win, but then it goes away because I know there's 41 games to go, and I'm like, okay, great. Now turn the page. It's such a big series this weekend, but it can't be the be-all, end-all series. You know, it just can't be. It can't be like, oh, my God, the Dodgers, you know, like they're a beatable team. You just go beat them.
Matt, for me, I think it's always, you know, you can be excited without getting cocky or arrogant.
Correct.
Because there's no reason to be cocky.
Wait a minute, he can't do it.
Well, there's no reason.
He cannot get excited without being cocky.
There's zero reason to be cocky or arrogant about the San Diego Padres. There is every reason in the world to be optimistic and excited, because I look at baseball right now, as Braden said, I don't see any team that the Padres can't beat.
Correct.
I don't see any team that goes, yeah, the Padres could probably make a deep run in the playoffs, but let's be honest here. You know,
this
division
is
series is the
Phillies year, right?
There's no
put it this way. If you had to guess, does the champ come out of the AL or the NL?
NL.
I think the NL as well.
But we all think the NL, so that means it'll be the AL. You know,
the AL's lucky because they're guaranteed at least one team in the World Series this year, so they'll have a chance in a best-of-seven series. But to me, Matt, I think excitement is more than justified for the Padres fan base right now.
Yes. Everybody enjoy this. This is like these are some of the moments that you're going to talk about years from now of how exciting it was when they took back first place in the National League West. I am so excited about this team. My cousin is getting married on October 24th, which coincides with World Series game number one. I notified her. I will not be there if the Padres are in the World Series because I am that confident in the Padres making a deep run. This is exciting. People just enjoy it.
He just killed us right there.
Yeah, saying, don't book any flights or anything like that to any American League cities. Like,
please
just,
don't.
Let's just hang on.
Paul, you're both measured and excited at the same time. I think you're like all of us, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're conditioned to feel certain ways and just kind of know that the inevitable is coming. And I was thinking about it the afternoon of the trade deadline, actually. I go, these SOBs. It's the third time in the last couple of years now where I can feel myself, my hopes starting to go up. And it didn't work out well the first two times, so I have reason to believe it won't work out the third time. And I'm not going there, I'm not dooming yet. But I thought after the 2022 trade deadline, getting Juan Soto, thinking you were getting Fernando Tatis Jr. back, I go, well, this is going to be the greatest team ever. Wait, there's no, who can beat this team? Didn't work out. Thought towards the end of last year, I was like, the Padres are probably the best team in baseball. They should go on and at least get to the World Series. Didn't happen again. I started feeling the same way after looking at the completed roster without having seen them even play one game yet with the new roster. And they've played so well, and I've started to let myself begin to go there and be like, man, this could be something special, but it's baseball, man. It's so hard. It is so hard to know.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chris, it's kind of weird. You know, Saris was telling us this morning, the playoffs are always the great equalizer because they're so unpredictable in baseball in a short series. And normally that's where we always rested our hopes. Yeah, hey, if you can just sneak in as a wild card, anything can happen in the playoffs. Now we finally, you have a team and you're going, I kind of hope that not anything can happen in the playoffs. I hope sometimes that just the best team
yep.
can go on and win, because the Padres are looking a lot closer to being the best team than they are to the one that sneaks into the playoffs and hopes for a miracle.
Yeah, a few things. I said yesterday you don't get any trophies and nobody remembers you being in first place on the afternoon of August 13th. So we do have to keep that in perspective. On the other side, waiting for the other shoe to drop is no way to do it. Don't do that. Go all in on this team. This team is worth going all in on. At the end of the day, give it your best shot. The Cubs could never win it. The Red Sox could never win it. Hundreds of years. We're 50 plus. There are hundreds of years. You go to other, you know, sports, teams get to the big game, but they'll never win it until they win it. So maybe this is the year. We don't know. But why not go all in? This team certainly seems worthy of us going all in on. I feel like we could beat the Dodgers by 5 or 6 games if we keep playing well, because they're hurting right now. They're taking on water. I want to make sure we pass the Phillies, because I do want one of those first buys. I'm not worried about, well, what if we have to rest for 4 days? I just think this team's good enough to overcome all that, and I'm going to believe in it like that.
All right, that's a little bit of the fan psychology. Now let's talk a little bit about the team psychology. After the game yesterday, and, you know, this could have been a bit of a throwaway quote that you're just giving to a reporter after the game, Fernando Tatis Jr. said, it's in our hands now. It's just how much we want it. So, Matt, let me ask you, how much do you think desire is a factor, especially in baseball compared to other sports? Like, can you just want it enough that you can hold on to a lead because you tried so hard down the stretch? Or is that not really the attitude that this team should think about going down these last month and a half of the season?
I'll take whatever motivates them. And if that's what motivates them is that we got to get this done, then go for it. Because it's the baseball season is so long. These guys, for the most part, you know, are just kind of in cruise control for some part of the year. But now it's time to turn it up. And I love that Fernando said that, because that's what the team is thinking. Like, we have to take advantage of this right now. And the destiny is in their hands. And so motivation and things like that, I think, play a part. But you also have to have a good team with good players. But I think motivation on a good team with good players can go a really long way.
You know, Woods, as I was saying during our show today, I don't want them to feel like they need to try harder going down the stretch. What they're doing right now is working, so just keep going. You know, you play smart baseball. You didn't see everyone with their hair on fire when it was 10-1 in the game yesterday. You only hit a ground ball. It's fine. You're out. Let's keep moving on. Let's be smart the rest of the way. That's kind of what I'm looking for. It's not, to me, a matter of desire. It's not football, where, you know, if you just have a little left, you can, oh, you know, fight your way through a little more pain and, you know, one more tackler, you can, maybe your will can carry you to a title. Baseball's a different sport.
It is, but I think, you know, it comes down to also preparation. Can you prepare a little bit better? Can you prepare a little bit harder? Can you take a little bit better care of your body? Can you make one more right decision? Things like that, to where, you know, they love to make a big deal out of things, but like Mookie was struggling last year in the playoffs, and they made a huge deal how he like locked himself in the cage and hit 200 baseballs. Well, the next game, what happens? Mookie Betts came out and started hitting the baseball again. Some guys that doesn't work for. You know, there's some guys that are like, bro, I need less swings right now. I'm exhausted. My back hurts. Like, I need to do less. Those guys, Shilty, trust them to know what they need to do. But I think when Fernando's talking about that, you know, the collective group is all on the same page. And yes, that's like the goal. The brass ring is there in front of them. And I think wanting the brass ring holds a more of a philosophical question than we're going to try really hard. We're going to squeeze the bat really tight. We're going to overthrow. I think that's what you worry about with little leaguers. You don't worry about it with pros.
You're right. But, Paulie, I think Woods makes a good point. Do you see that the Padres haven't gotten close the last couple of years?
I always bring that up, yeah.
And knowing that, you know, they have another chance here, they take these seriously because, you know.
Yeah, I think it happens, I don't want to say all the time, but I do think if you go back through teams that won championships, like what happened the year before that or even 2 years before that? Like, I hope as we're coming down the stretch here, like, I think about the image of, all right, Game 5, NLDS last year, game's over, Dodgers celebrating. Who's sitting on the bench? It was Jackson Merrill.
Yep.
He's just sitting there. I think maybe Bogarts had his arm around him at one point, but I remember the picture and the video of Jackson Merrill just sitting there, soaking it in, rookie, watching that celebration on their home field. I remember hoping in that moment, don't forget how this feels. Remember this next year and beyond. Use it however you need to use it. And I hope, you know, with the continuity on the roster, we didn't lose a whole lot of guys from the roster that they had in the playoffs last year. So I hope a lot of those guys have that same feeling. And you don't have to use it to push too hard, because I do think I agree with you, Ben. Like, there's a point where you can want it and want it and want it, and then there's a point where you're pressing and it's too much and you need to like peel it back and relax. So I hope those guys, they remember that feeling of last year thinking, you know what, we think we were the better team and we got beat, and then that team went on to win the World Series. I hope it hurt, I hope it stung, and I hope it fuels them for this October.
You know, Manny sat down with us at spring training in 2023, and like, Manny's kind of a tough interview sometimes because you have to pull stuff out of him, and I'll never forget the moment. He, like, grabbed the mic and basically was like, look, let me start with the fact that we are mortified and embarrassed about how last year ended. It sucked. We don't want that to happen again. Didn't have the best ending last year, but I was pretty inspired by that baseball team most of the season, as I have been by this baseball team. And, you know, I think with the leadership that the Padres have, the guys that have obviously been there before, you hope that some of that factors into, you know, getting through these last 41 games. But you're seeing, you know, as of recently when you're playing well, you're seeing Jackson clench his jaw a little less. You're seeing a few more smiles from Fernando. All those things that everyone loves to really pick on and look for. Just continue to have fun being with your brothers, playing baseball as hard as you can, and they've done that.
They got so many resources, too. I was thinking about, like, some of the new acquisitions that you got. Like, Nestor Cortes, I know he got lit up last year in the World Series. That can still be a good thing.
He was in the World Series.
He was in the World Series. Can you imagine Michael King in a big October game? Maybe some nerves. I don't know about Michael King, but I'm just throwing him out there as somebody that doesn't have a ton of that playoff experience. I'm like, that's a guy that Nestor Cortes, who may not even be on the roster, the playoff roster, but can still lend an ear and be like, hey, man, like, I overhyped myself. I got in my dome. It didn't work. You know, whatever went wrong for him last October, that's something now that was a negative that can be used as a positive.
I think Paul's onto something, because I said last year, and this was about the Lions when they lost in the playoffs, but teams need failure to get to that place where they can win a championship. And if you're a team that sticks together and you go through that failure together, you're going to learn from it and you're going to be better. That's why we see teams get to the top a couple times and then they finally win it, because they are able to get over that hump and they have the experience.
I was just going to bring that up, and I was going to ask Chris, because he might have more specific examples, but it does feel like sometimes a team comes out of nowhere and wins a championship, but for the most part, there's an arc. There's the rise where you go through some struggles and then you finally get to the postseason and you're happy to be there and you're eliminated, but you get some experience. And then you go through a run, but there's probably a heartbreak at some point where you get a lot closer, but the brass ring is taken out of your hand. And finally, after you've gone through those, you're ready to win a title. And I don't know if you feel that way, but do you feel like this Padres team psychologically might be ready to win a title this year?
The only team I can think of in recent vintage that hasn't had to lose a few To win championships are the teams managed by Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
The Giants won three. I don't think they lost any.
Yeah.
Texas came out of nowhere. They won. You know, I'm a little historical perspective to this question. I don't know if you've ever watched that show called America's Game on the NFL Network, where they go through all the Super Bowl champions and they interview players from those teams. I've never watched an episode where one of the players interviewed hasn't said, "We remembered the pain of losing last year. That motivated us this time. Our Super Bowl run started when we walked off the field having lost the year before." So I think it's very real. And I think the Padres have been through enough pain. All of us went through it for the last two games last season, you know, to help. Yeah, I think it is a real thing.
And I agree with Woods. When you say motivated, it's not necessarily to run half a meter faster.
Right.
It's to prepare yourself. It's to do the little things to get yourself ready to win.
Yeah, that's why Jackson Merrill watched. Make no mistake.
100%.
That's exactly why he watched last year.
And I think, you know, there's a tendency when things are going well, and you know this as a radio host too, when things are going really well, you're like, well, I don't have to go the extra mile or cruise it. Everything's great. But I think, you know, what separates the good from the mediocre is the one that says, this is when I actually have to probably do a little bit more and should be a little bit more prepared or whatever. And I don't think it's any different in any walk of life. Sales, recruiting, baseball, football, basketball. I think, you know, the people that are willing to put in the extra are the ones that are going to come out on top. And, you know, it's I can't even imagine. I wrap my head around the work that these guys put in from the offseason through spring training, the minutiae of baseball, sometimes the you know, heat and the travel and all the hotels and the bad food. And to get that far and lose and be like, this was a really good chance we had. The Dodgers were decimated and we just stopped hitting. You know, it's got to stick in their craw, but you can't let it become the ghost that hovers over you.
It is a really good point because it's human nature. If you've had success, you don't want to mess with it.
Right.
I don't want to do anything different. I don't want to do anything different or extra. It's never a bad idea, though, to be more prepared, put in more work. So don't get complacent. The Padres don't look complacent. Braden, do you think psychologically this team is ready to take that last step perhaps this year?
Yeah, because I think they're focused. I think they brought in some guys that are laser focused too. I was down there for Ramon Laureano's introductory kind of scrum, and that guy was locked in and serious. I mean, he was a no nonsense kind of individual, was the vibes that I got from him. And I think a lot of the players that they brought in understand what's at stake, and they have bought into what the Padres have established as what they expect and what they want to do this year. I think you've seen a lot of maturity out of Manny Machado over the last handful of years. I think he's in a really good spot. I think you know, for everything that's been going on with Fernando off the field, I think he's been able to still put together a season that he might not like in terms of overall production, but still a good productive season. And you look at some of the players that they have. I mean, they got veteran guys that have been there and done that before. I mean, they even have players that aren't playing right now, like Joe Musgrove, that's been in the World Series before with a former team. Xander Bogaerts has been in two World Series. We mentioned Nestor Cortez, and I'm sure there's more. Yu Darvish has been in a World Series. So I think that experience goes a long way. I think Mike Shildt does a good job of getting the most out of his players and getting them to give max effort. And, you know, we've seen a little bit of a different deal with these guys compared to what Bob Melvin did with these guys, and I think overall everything working together is a big reason why they're going to be ready to win psychologically throughout the playoffs.
All right, middle of our 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable, presented commercial-free by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It really is pizza royalty. It's back. It's been a while since we've had a draft. You all remember the rules? You can't pick someone who's already been taken. I will lay out the question. The order of the draft is simply geographical. Matt Scraby right on down the line. And here's the question for our roundtable draft. Padres have won 14 of 17, including five of those before the trade deadline actually hit. So, Matt Scraby, who's the MVP of this recent run for the San Diego Padres?
Gosh, you put me on the spot, and I'm forgetting everybody who plays.
You got everyone to choose from, though. So you can't be wrong,
everybody
right?
to choose from, and I'm forgetting
Tyler
all
Wade.
About it. No, Tyler Wade, he's the MVP.
That might be a bad answer.
He's the MVP in spirit. I'm just going to say the answer that first came to mind. And I know that some of those games were done before the trade deadline, but I do think Ramon Laureano has helped this team a ton.
Good answer.
And left field is, you got your left fielder now. And he's a gamer, as Braden said. He's a serious guy. He wants to win. I think his addition has taken them up a little bit, so I'll take him.
All right, I picked this question because I think there are a lot of good answers and valid answers to this question. Last 17 games, Woods, who's the Padres' MVP?
I think Xander Bogaerts.
Okay.
Is a couple of big home runs, and just a kind of calming down for Xander, you know, honestly, was much maligned. And I think for good reason for a lot of his Padres career. But to just settle in and to be, I know there's been a couple of defensive miscues, which have been uncharacteristic of Xander this year. But all in all, calmness to him, a joy. I'm seeing a lot of joy from him. And I think a steadying force at shortstop for the San Diego Padres and finally realizing, you know, some of the potential that we saw has gone a long way in these 17.
Paulie,
I don't know his numbers in the last 17 games.
No, but
games.
It feels right to me.
Big home runs. Yeah.
Feels right to me. All right, Paulie?
Can I say A.J. Preller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
No, I won't. That's too easy. I think he's kind of – he should be one for everybody, honestly, and then it's who's next. I'll break the mold a little bit. I'll go Dylan Cease.
Ooh.
He has turned things around overall lately. He has looked much better, much more comfortable, and much more like the Dylan Cease that we come to expect. Now, anytime he gets the ball, if it's a big game, like there's nerves. I don't know if it's, you know, PTSD from last October or whatever. He had a really weird first half of this year where he would look dominant for like 3 to 4 innings, and then just it would unravel and unravel fast. I mean, go to the bathroom, go grab some water or something. You come back to your television, and we're down 4 already. It's crazy. He is. Looked like he started to lock in, flip a different gear, whatever you want to call it. He has looked so much better, and that was a huge, huge question mark that we all had for weeks leading up to the trade deadline. What do you do with Dylan Cease? They chose to keep him, and as of right now, it looks like that was a good choice.
I was strongly considering taking Dylan Cease if he was still on the board, but he goes at number 3, which leaves our 4th selection now to Braden.
I think Freddie Fermin's been huge. Ooh, for these guys. Yeah. You know, you know, I was thinking about Dylan Cease and Xander Bogaerts and Ramon Laureano, you know, just in case nobody picked Freddie Fermin. And to me, him being at the number 9 spot in the order and contributing offensively way more than what the 9 spot had been contributing has been a godsend. I think the way that he has handled the pitching staff. I mean, Yu Darvish the other night pitched really well.
Yep.
And the whole thing with Yu Darvish was he needed his own personal catcher, Victor Caratini, when he came over for the first time. And it was, there was like, he had to find the guy that could catch him because of all the pitches that he throws and all the variations of fastballs and variations of sliders. You go down the list. And the first time Freddie Fermin ever catches this guy in bullpens and anything was that Tuesday night or Monday night, whatever it was. He did a great job. So I think the way he receives, as Mike Shildt has mentioned, that's a big thing for him. He's done a great job filling in there. He's done a great job throwing runners out. He's done a great job offensively. To me, he's been the MVP. And for Xander Bogaerts, as you mentioned, he's been the 6th best player in Major League Baseball since June 19th,
yeah,
according to Fangraphs WAR. So you got a lot of guys making some contributions.
We talked for so many roundtables about how they don't even need a star at catcher and left field, just someone
serviceable
who can do a minor improvement. They've ended up with two guys who, at least in the last 2 weeks, have been absolute stars in Laureano and Fermin, so they have both been MVPs. Chris, who's your selection?
Speaking of those guys, the most surprising statistic of the week was that Fernando had 3 RBIs in the game yesterday. That means there were 3 guys on base from the bottom of the order.
Yep.
I think my top 5 were all selected. I was going to
4 picks.
He mentioned A.J. Preller, who I was going to go with.
Also, Mike Shildt.
Mike Shildt.
Who else can I steal from Chris?
Yeah, you can use them all. I'm left with Jackson Merrill because what I liked was the win Monday night in San Francisco. That was a 1-0 game if there ever was one. And he broke it with the base hit. and broke the seal on Logan Webb. I think Merrill's, you know, his attitude towards baseball and understanding the game is different from almost any young player I've seen come up. And I think that he represents all that's good about the Padres. I also want to give a shout-out because I think this is a underrated part of why they've been successful. Gavin Sheets has taken his demotion, gone over to the bench, been the first guy off the bench to congratulate everybody who does something, and when given the chance, had a couple of two-hit games. Mike Schilt even shouted him out and said, what we had to do with Gavin Sheets was not easy. His accepting of this role is a true measure, I think, of what this team's about.
Yep. Jackson Merrill's impact on this team, outsized for his age and even his production, just what he does in terms of kind of setting the tone, very unusual for a 22-year-old. That leaves me with the sixth pick, always the toughest slot to go, but I will just go logically. 17 games. One guy has reached base in all 17 of those games. One guy has been in the bottom third of the order, the only one for all 17 of those games that has been the most important part of this lineup. And he rarely gets spoken about by San Diego Padres fans. That is Jake Cronenworth, who has a .453 on-base percentage during his 17-game on-base streak. He's come up with some big hits as well over that stretch. He's hitting over .300. He's quietly having a really excellent season. He's playing, you know, defense at a strong level. He'll move around wherever they need him to go. Jake Cronenworth has done a really good job quietly these last 17 games. Now, I think it's interesting that no one mentioned either Manny Machado or Fernando Tatis Jr. And I wanted to bring this up because I've listened to Chris a couple of times on rants on the Gwynn and Chris program about how could Fernando Tatis Jr. have such a much higher WAR than Manny Machado? Manny Machado's got to be the most valuable player for the Padres, not Fernando Tatis Jr. So I want to turn to, we know your answer is Manny Machado, but I want to turn it over to everybody else to debate, like, who brings more to this team, Fernando or Manny? Because Chris has gone out on the Manny limb because he doesn't really like the WAR statistic.
Who do you love more, Jack or Graham?
I know, it's tough.
Kids, like, that it's a very loaded
question.
You really
think it's a close contest between the two of them?
No, I think Manny's been the most consistent player we've had. Weird, you know, defensive stuff with Manny this year. But
the defensive metrics don't like Manny.
They don't
love Fernando.
Exactly. And but again, if it's game seven, there's no one. And I mean no one. I want at third base more than that guy. Not a soul on the planet. You can tell me, oh, Brian Hayes has better range. He is the only guy I want to make the short hop play or the funky tag. Or, you know, is he going to dive into the hole like he used to? Probably not. But he is the guy I want at third base in a game seven that I feel massively comfortable with. So, and same goes, I mean, for Fernando in right field. The catch he made yesterday was staggeringly great, but I think it's Manny.
They've both been very valuable, but I almost called into your show, Chris. Which I really wouldn't have done.
Please do.
I feel like it would have been embarrassing.
Awesome. Scraby would have never seen the call come in. But,
hey, but wow. You rail four against shots. The WAR statistic, and I know it's imperfect, and I know you can't really quantify defense, which Fernando's has been amazing. He made another unbelievable play yesterday in the series finale against the Giants. I wanted to throw this because I read this on our show as well. Here's a statistic that you can't deny is important in baseball. Runs scored. That's the name of the game is scoring runs. And if you look now, it used to be back in the day, we talked about like Brett Butler would score a ton of runs because he'd get on and someone would homer him in. But nowadays, you put your best hitters at the top. The leaders in runs scored in Major League Baseball, top 10, they're all superstars. Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Fernando Tatis Jr., Ellie De La Cruz, Kyle Schwarber, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Julio Rodriguez, Francisco Lindor, Cal Raleigh, Corbin Carroll, Kyle Tucker. Fernando's third on that list. Nothing but superstars. Does that not tell you how important and how valuable he's been for the San Diego Padres this season? Because what he's been doing, that's where you put your superstars at the top of the lineup.
He's a superstar. He's not better than Manny Machado.
Why do you hate
season?
Fernando Tatis?
There you go.
You what? Hate him. Why do you hate him?
Why do you hate him?
That's what.
Can I answer? I think with Fernando, you don't get the questions about body language with Manny. You don't really get. He's Manny. Manny is Manny. Fernando is a bit more mercurial, right? Ooh. If he's hot, if he's happy, you'll know it. If he's down, you'll know it. Manny is 4 for 4. He looks the same. If he's 0 for 4, he looks the same. People get mad when he's 0 for 8 and blows a bubble, right? But he doesn't care. He just. Fernando wears it. He wears it on his sleeve. And he's a different type of player, both massively valuable to this team. Wouldn't be anywhere near where we are without either or both of them. But, you know, it's not a bad point you make, Benny, for Fernando Tatis Jr. being more valuable. But this is literally like picking my favorite child.
It is. It's impossible to really decide. They're both incredibly valuable. I want to make the point, and if Braden or Matt or anyone wants to say anything else, I just feel like I keep hearing from fans, what's wrong with Fernando?
Yeah,
what's
he's
wrong
a top with five WAR player, I think.
And I think the answer really is nothing. It may look a little different because he's hitting as many home runs, but his actual value and contribution to the team is massive. As sky high as it always is, maybe in a slightly different way, but the team is winning. He is scoring runs at the top of the lineup. Let's stop complaining about it and just enjoy what he's doing.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone else?
Yeah, well, I mean, Fernando's your best athlete, and to me, Manny is We're talking about baseball player value. He is the best baseball player. I think he's more valuable from the sense of when the Padres get into a losing streak, who gets him out of it?
Yep.
It's Manny. I mean, when the entire team's not hitting, who's the one that's starting to hit?
Manny.
It's Manny. I mean, that's just based on, you know, maybe some recency bias and some track record, but I felt like this year, you know, when they first started to struggle and they started losing players, the one that was almost single-handedly carrying them, and I'm talking about when they were playing the Astros and the Tigers, yep, like early on, right? Arise is out, and they got some other guys out. You know, Merrill's out. Manny put the team on his back, and he shines in those moments. Now, does Manny always come up with the clutch hit at the end of the game? No. I mean, we've seen him strike out a lot of times near, you know, big high leverage situation and stuff like that. But he gets you to where you want to be more times than not. Where he goes is where the team goes. Fernando's, you know, up and down, like Wood said, but to me, Fernando's your best athlete, and Manny is, in fact, your best baseball player.
I think you look to Manny when the team is slumping, and you see someone who's calm and collected.
Yeah.
No one, I'm not saying no one looks at Fernando, but Manny's the leader of this team. His temperament and his disposition is what is telling these other guys, like, hey, everything's cool. Everything's all right.
We're good.
We're good. Fernando, on the other hand, you know, there are, like you said, he wears his emotions on his sleeves. No one's going to the guy who's wearing his emotions on his sleeves for comfort. They're going to the guy who seems like everything's okay.
Like, Manny would never say, yeah, when I get in the batter's box, I'm up there facing my demons. You know, that was a very telling quote from Fernando, but I love that about him because he's not afraid to tell you how he feels. Manny's like, hey, Manny, you're 0 for 30. That's baseball. Well, man, I'm just playing baseball. Look at the back of my baseball card. It'll be there. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of the paternal figure that you need sometimes when you have a team of some young players as well. And I've always loved that about Manny. Imagine being so confident when you're great and so confident when you're not great. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think it comes with he's got way more experience too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, how old's Fernando? 26? Right? He's 26. I mean, Manny Machado when he was 26 was a lot different than he is at 32. Right?
No question.
What he was like in Baltimore, wearing emotions on his sleeve,
correct,
always in the center of attention.
Very much Fernando-esque.
Right, very much Fernando-esque, and now he has matured into the sense of being that veteran kind of presence,
yep,
and I think the experience is definitely the reason why also Manny was more valuable if you had to pick.
What a Fernando, great mentor, by the way, Fernando is going to get to that point where Manny's mm-hmm. at now,
yeah,
and he's still going to be a Padre, and we're going to have that, I mean, we don't know, but you would expect to have that more mature, calm, like, it's just going to, like, pass the baton,
yes,
from Manny to Fernando.
I agree with you. I was going to bring that up, that Fernando's, like, kind of a manager, or not a manager, but, like, a team leader in training, yep, right now, and he's already made steps in growth this year
so
by saying, hey, I'm going to take the walk.
Yeah.
Instead of swinging out of my shoes for the home run, I'm fine with the walk. I know it's not going to get me a ton of headlines, but it's helping my team. I've seen a massive growth in Fernando this year.
Him saying the other day, I'm tired of getting thrown at up and in, but I'm not going to charge the mound. My team needs me, right? Like, I'm not going to go out there and risk something when my team needs
me. He said he was
me.
Kind of worried what he might do when he got
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen that guy mad.
Let's add that into the mix, too.
Exactly.
I think he's nervous that he might do something
I'm afraid of what I'll do. And he gets, you know, I see a lot of fan bases. They call him soft and they call him whatever. Fine. It doesn't matter. You would kill to have that guy on your team patrolling right field. I don't care who you are. But that, to me, spoke of the maturity that he's already starting to get.
All right, seventh inning stretch time. It's our San Diego Padres Roundtable brought to you by Roundtable Pizza. It really is pizza royalty. And we know there's going to be some very stressful baseball in our future, near and far, hopefully, in October. So everyone needs to laugh a little bit. Today's seventh inning stretch non-baseball question. Who is your all-time favorite comedian and why?
Love it.
I'll just jump in.
Talking acting, stand-up comedy?
Yeah, whatever. You
stand-up
can be
comedy.
Stand-up comedy. An actor. I think stand-up comedy for comedian, but you do you. And I'm going to go first because and you can take my answer as well. I have, it would shock people.
Bill Cosby.
No, Mike, you know me, Woods. My humor is very dry,
yes,
and dark. And even though I never say any of his seven words, I think George Carlin is the funniest human being maybe who's ever lived.
Yep.
Chris does too.
You a George Carlin person as well?
He's not only the funniest, he's one of the smartest. Yeah, whoever lived.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so. The combination of smart, funny, dark, it always appeals to me. Braden?
That's my answer.
Well, I've seen Jeff Dye so many times that Jeff Dye is probably on my list, and he's more of a recent guy, obviously. So for me, I'd probably go with Jeff Dye. I've seen him at the Comedy Store multiple times, which if anybody's never been to the Comedy Store, that place is super cool in La Jolla. I had a good time when I went there for Jeff Dye the last time. So, probably Jeff Dye. He's probably the funniest to me.
I've seen Woods on stage at the Comedy
That's
Store.
That's true. I've done some sets there.
Tough. Is he funny?
Yeah, he was.
Nerve-wracking.
That is.
It's the worst experience.
That might be one of the toughest jobs in the whole world, right there.
Without saying, man, I've done a lot of stuff in my life. I have never been as nervous as I was before I had to go up and do 10 minutes at the Comedy Store. I was visibly shaking. Like, it's the but when you get done and you hear some laughs, it's also the biggest high that you've ever gotten. And you can see why a lot of those guys are very dark. And they want to chase that high all night, because all I wanted to do when I was done was pound booze. And I was like, I've got a morning show in the morning. I've got to get out of here, because what's above cloud 9? You're on cloud 12. You're like, this is fun. What a feeling to go out and do well.
Speaking of great comedians, I mean, Seinfeld always brought up the point that statistics and studies show that the thing people are most scared of all is public speaking.
Yes.
Second is dying. And as Seinfeld used to point out, that means that at the funeral, you'd rather be in the casket than speaking and giving the eulogy.
So true.
But if you're going to go with doing stand-up comedy, you're not just speaking. You have to come up with something that entertains people. Yeah.
It's just
so
insane.
Difficult.
It's insane.
Yeah. Paul, a younger perspective here?
Yeah, I mean, I would still, all time, I think nobody has done it better than Eddie Murphy. Mm. Just, I mean, unbelievable. Some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard in my life. It's kind of wild, like, what was acceptable in the 80s and what would not. If you have never heard Eddie Murphy, if you think of Eddie Murphy from, like, Shrek, don't go back and watch his stand-ups from the 80s. Don't do it. But he was just on another level, I think. And then currently, though, the best in the business right now, I think, for me is Bill Burr. The way he tells a story, the relatableness to it, whether it's his wife, kids, whatever. Like, he is so funny. He gets me laughing so hard.
Matt Scraby?
I'm not much of a comedy guy. I don't go to comedy shows a lot. But I should go to more because I think they're fun. So I'm going to say someone old and off the beaten path, but he's really funny because you don't expect Danny Tanner or Bob Saget to be hilarious.
Brilliant. Dirty.
How did he get cast on Full House with that comedy out there? I don't know.
There's a few guys that fall into that category.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, he's like the sweetest actor of all time, and his stand-up was just
dirty,
ridiculous.
But Bob Saget delivers it in such a way that it's hilarious, and you're like, you're Danny Tanner. You're not supposed to say these things. So I'll go with him.
I also have to go an honorable mention, because no one brought him up, to Norm MacDonald.
Yes. So uncomfortable. The guy that made me fall in love with comedy, and my dad turned me on to so much good stuff when I was a kid. But the man that sold me, there were two. It was Rodney Dangerfield and Richard Pryor. And to this day, I don't know. I just have the fondest memories of driving around with my dad listening to. They had tapes. You know, you get them at Columbia House Records. And I would listen to the Rodney Dangerfield tape over and over. And it was all about delivery. 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 Delivery, self-deprecation, delivery. I mean, I love that man so much. He was so dark, so twisted, so clouded. But like, to have him on stage, he was just on every single time. I always loved him, and Pryor is for me the GOAT.
All right, only a couple minutes left here on 97.3 The Fan Padres Roundtable, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It really is pizza royalty. So, a very simple question to end it. Padres play 6 of their next 10 against the Dodgers. How many games will they win of those 6? And give me a couple of quick reasons why. And Braden, you got your mic up, so you get to go first.
I think they win 4.
4.
I think they take 2 out of 3 to get another game lead. I think they take 2 out of 3 again here in San Diego. I think they're getting the Dodgers at the right time. I think Padres are hitting their peak right as the Dodgers can't seem to get any type of luck, take advantage of it the next 2 weeks.
Matt?
I said 4 last night for similar reasons. They're catching the Dodgers at the right time, and they're playing good baseball. So I think they take 4 out of 6, and I don't think that's a homer take.
We all take 4 right now. Sign up for it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Kidding me?
You go high, you go up to 4. You're good?
Oh, God. In a heartbeat.
4? Is that your answer?
No, I'm taking 3 and 3 because that's what I do. Yeah. I go 500.
You always you like to under.
He's not going
to
jinx
you
it.
Like to set expectations a little bit lower.
I still have us at 81-81 this season, just so you know. So.
I thought about collapse playing the same.
You're going to have to work hard to get there.
I know.
I thought about playing the same, like, reverse psychology.
Yes.
Like, I mean, this team's going to be lucky to win 2 out of 6 against the Dodgers.
Right.
But no, I mean, yeah, you, of course you take 4.
In a heartbeat, you sign up for 4.
We're all very reasonable people. Chris, what do you think? What's your number?
Well, first of all, I think the Major League Baseball owes us all an apology. And I've been railing on this all year. I don't know if you wanted to call in about it, but... The fact that we are done playing the Dodgers with 5 weeks and 31 games left on the schedule is ridiculous, and it's a shame for all of us for baseball because it would have been a lot more fun that way.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, at least we get the Orioles.
I thought you were going to be upset that they weren't Sunday night baseball this weekend.
We got Minnesota Twins at the end of the month.
Right.
Yeah, it really is disappointing, and I know we're not the only division going through that. But I'll just honestly take the 3. I don't really need more. Just keep it status quo.
Yep.
I think we can beat the Dodgers down the stretch. You know, so just stay where we're at.
It's interesting because as the Padres head into this series, I would argue that both teams are kind of in the same boat. The Dodgers need to win 3 of the games because they can't afford to fall any further behind, but they're also trying to bide their time to get their relievers healthy. They need to win 3 because they don't want to start burying themselves 3 or even 5 games behind the Padres. The Padres, meanwhile, need to win 3 games because all they have to do the rest of the way is match the Dodgers win for win.
Yep.
And if they do that and finish with the same record as the Dodgers over the last 41, they win the division because they're a game up. So both teams kind of their needs coincide over the next 6 games, which leads me to believe we'll probably see them both win 3 and lose 3.
Keep in mind also in between the 2 series, while the Padres are hosting the Giants for 4,
Rockies.
The Dodgers go to Colorado.
I'd almost rather play the Giants.
I would
play
the Rockies.
But let me also just point out the Dodgers are 7-0, I think, against the Rockies.
They're overdue.
This year, so, I'm just something to keep in the back of your mind during this stretch.
And the Giants look dead and buried after this week.
I'm just hoping the Giants can find it in themselves when they play the Dodgers 7 times in September to find a way to win.
Hey, real rivalry.
Real rivalry.
Yes, no. Never know.
At some point, because they don't look like they were trying very hard the last couple of days, to be sure.
Shout out to Ramos.
All right. Well, this is going to be really interesting, guys. Over the last 6 weeks of the regular season into the postseason, a lot of scoreboard watching going on. As Chris said, got to keep an eye on what the Phillies are doing. Padres just a half game back heading into their series for the second seed now in the National League. Maybe the Brewers are uncatchable, but second seed just as really good as the first, other than that home field advantage. So we'll see what happens, but it should be quite entertaining over the rest of the year. That's it for us. We will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another edition of the Padres Roundtable. For Matt Scraby at the end, say goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Woodsy.
Bye.
Paulie Reindel.
Goodbye.
Braden Soprenich.
See ya.
Chris Hello. Maybe I will call into your show at some point.
Please do. You know you're welcome, Ben.
Mike Prosser on the controls. Adam Klug back in our studio. Thanks for joining us on our San Diego Padres Roundtable presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. It really is pizza royalty. Have a great rest of your day.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.